Next patient is Deborah Grimmett. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. D, isn't David? Grimmett. G-R-I-M-M-E-T-T. G as in George. M as in Mary. Grimmett. E-T-T. T as in Thomas. Date of birth. 8-14-55. Date of visit. 3-9-26. Please make copy for Jonathan Screenock. S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K. Screenock, Jonathan. M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. This is a 70-year-old female who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea. Had a polysomnogram more than 10 years ago and has been on a CPAP setup at home. The patient states the CPAP mask does not fit properly. And she has trouble sleeping and keep the mask on. She has been fairly compliant in the use of the mask. And O2 saturations have stayed above 92. The patient has gained weight. She denies nausea or reflux. Denies headaches or blackouts. And she has no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for hypertension, previous history of TIA, history of hyperlipidemia, and surgery includes C-sections times 2, history of lymph node biopsy, cataract surgery, and tonsillectomy. She has had osteomyelitis in 2014, and has borderline diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 15 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next, allergies to tetanus toxoid, naprosyn, and codeine. Next, family history. The mother died of lung cancer and cervical cancer. Father died of heart disease. Next, system review. The patient has gained weight. She has fatigue. She has cataracts. No glaucoma. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, hematuria, and vaginal discharge. No hay fever or asthma. She has some wheezing and shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, but has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. She has occasional chest pains, jaw pain, arm pain, and calf muscle pains and palpitations. No leg swelling. She has anxiety and no depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, but has numbness at the extremities and no skin rash. Next, med list. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams a day, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, synthroid 75 micrograms daily, aspirin 1 daily, flexeril 10 milligrams TID. Next, system review. The patient has Oh, I'm sorry, system review is done. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of zictus or clubbing. With mild peripheral edema, blood pressure is 130 by 80. Pulse 64, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 176, saturation 99. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is mild, throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Wheezes are scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. No crackles. Heart sounds irregular, someone has to no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, there's no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, with no gross motor, that's cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. Number 5 is anxiety disorder. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with their present antihypertensive medications. She'll also get a new CPAP machine. And a copy of a recent sleep study will be requested. Nasal mask to be used. And the patient will also get a pulmonary function study. Since she has significant smoking history. She did have a chest X-ray in February 26, which was clear. And she will be advised to get a CT scan of the chest without contrast. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you, Was Constellation. Copy for Jonathan Screenock, MD. Thank you.